Southeast Radio's morning mix. Southeast Radio.
Good morning to Michelle.
Good morning, Alan. Thanks for having me.
Michelle, look, you just come from the breakfast. I was there before it started and recorded the package, and I got a really positive sense there. What was the event itself like?
Oh, it was, you know, you go into a room and so many inspiring women in the room, and there was a couple of men, and it was amazing to see that, you know, the men supported women as well. But they're just came out of there, you know, thinking, yeah, we all have superpowers. And that was a big message that I got from one of the speakers, and the whole inclusivity.
We just heard from her,
she
keynote
amazing.
Speaker,
yeah.
Catherine. She used, that's the word, the superpowers,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. So, look, the theme is Inspire Inclusion, and you sat with me when we did that documentary in 2022 in what was a ramshackle Ferry Carrick Park then. Now, look how that has improved since 2022. And you were very honest, you were very open, you were very frank, and you didn't disguise what you'd been through. Have things improved since we had that documentary?
Yeah, Alan, they've improved immensely for women's football, because right now Wexford have merged with the men's team, so Wexford FC, it's are all under one bracket now. They've also, the SSE or Trusty League is now under the Premier League for the Wexford youths to the Wexford FC to play in. So we're all like the levels and the tiers are the same now. So it's huge, because there was separated, you know, males league, females league, but now they're all in the under the same bracket, which is amazing. Also, in terms of numbers for referees, have even improved. There was 40 registered female referees in Ireland, all over Ireland, in 2022. And now in 2024, we have 71 female referees that are registered all around Ireland, which is huge in terms of 2 years of numbers. So we're doing something right, you know. So it is changing,
right.
But it needs to change more. But, you know,
I'm going to hop a ball with you now, because you know we like to hop balls in this studio. And one of them is, it's sports coverage. Women commentating and also doing punditry on men's football. People welcome it, but there are other people who do not welcome it. What do you think of it, as a matter of interest, where you have, a female commentator? I would never use the word female, Eleanor will give out to me. But, you know, where you have a woman commentator, woman pundit in a men's game. What are your thoughts on that?
My thought is everyone can do a job if they're fully qualified, and it doesn't matter about your gender. So if you bring to the table your knowledge, your skills, and what you can bring to that game, you should be picked for the job. It's as simple as that. And I love the diversity of it, because we all have different skills, we all have different minds, and females and males, we think differently. Yeah. I've been in men's sport all my life, so I know how the different aspects of the mind can bring into punditry or into sport, how men analyse a game, how females analyse a game. And honestly, when you have different points of view, yeah, on the game, it brings this massive different discussion, and it open mind and open views. So I welcome everything like that, and I should be equal panels on everything.
Yeah, do you applaud, say, someone like Sky Sports, the way they've promoted the women's game? Now, if you go on the Sky Sports to check, like right beside the Premier League is the WSL. And in fact, even before the Championship and other leagues, it's right up there. So that really has take it off, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's amazing, and what they're doing over there is amazing, because I went over there for two games before the World Cup, in terms of being in the Women's Super League over there. And honestly, you were the background staff and the ground staff, the commentary staff, the videographers, there's so many women, yeah, in these roles over there, and it was amazing to see.
So are you saying, you know, Michelle, to anyone who's dishing the whole idea of women doing punditry or commentary? I mean, for example, my favourite anchor for all the sports is Gabby Yarrath, I think it's Gabby Rosner. Yeah. She was Terry Yarrath, he played for Leeds United, his daughter. I just think she is head and shoulders, no disrespect to Gary Lineker or anything, just personally,
yeah,
she's the number one for me. But I mean, what you're saying to people is, if judge people on their ability to actually observe rather than whether they're male or female.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, as a female in the male sports, you know, I wanted to change people's perspective on what I do. It's like, judge me on my decisions, judge me on what I do, judge me on what I bring to the game. Don't judge my gender.
And of course, we have our own trailblazer here with Ursula Jacob, haven't we? I mean, Ursula, Ursula wasn't afraid to put her head above the parapet and say what she felt at that particular time.
Yeah, that's it, you know. And, you know, that's what we strive to do. And you can see Sky have, you know, the Women's Euros over there. That was just the last time I was speaking to, actually, going over to there. And that, because they got the backing, but it's all-inclusive backing. It's the backing from your male counterparts to buy into this as well. And I've always said that everyone has to get behind. And it all starts locally as well. Mm. You know, and I said, you can't get any local than, say, the presentation school. Will Doyle and Scott Gaynor have put a TY programme alongside with Wexford Youths, and it's amazing. I mean, and it's the first of its kind in Ireland. Like, that's here in Wexford, and that's what the growth is. And it's when people, different bodies, come together to see what they can change the young people's lives, regardless of the gender. And it is amazing that we are celebrating Women's International Day, because we need to celebrate it, and we need to celebrate it more, because people will probably stand out and be inspired, be accountable. And it's huge to stand up and to speak. It's grand to do what you want to do in passion, but to be able to bring it back and speak about it and to inspire others to, hey, I can do that too.
Yeah,
that's where we are.
Yeah, and just speaking about where we are as well, from that time in 2022 when you openly and honestly said to me that you did encounter a lot of barriers en route, and also standing on the side of a pitch at times is not the most pleasant place to be. Do you still get abuse, or do you shut it off, or what happens?
Yeah, I still get abuse, and it's different type of abuse. But, you know, you have to switch it off, because I'm focused on my game. I'm focused on my decision. I'm there to do a goal. I'm there to do a task. I'm there to do my job. I don't have time to listen to the remarks. They are still there. They're still very much in the game.
Are they?
But all we can do is to report it and change it. So it is changing. Last year, I was brave enough to actually report what was said to me, and then the clubs were disciplined,
Last year, you got a lot of abuse, did you?
Yeah, and I'm just about standing up and taking action about it.
Does it hurt, Michelle? It would hurt anybody.
Do you know what hurts most is that it's still happening.
Really?
Do you know? It hurts most it's still happening, because, you know, I'm opening pathways, I'm trailblazing through my sport to open a safe environment for people to follow.
Yeah.
Are
the penalties strong enough when it does happen? So, for example, you brought it to the attention of the authorities, and you obviously thought about that. Do you have to prove what actually happened? Or?
Well, you see, there's videos everywhere. Match is televised and video now.
Have they responded and supported you as you expected them to do?
Oh, yeah, 100%. And there's different boards nowadays that you have your disciplinary committees and they're there to protect you. And it's as simple as that. But if it's not reported, it can't, you know, it can't be disciplined.
Right, well, I'd like to thank you for joining me in studio. But, like, again, I keep mentioning 2022 when we sat in that, as it was, then a ramshackle stand. But now, thankfully, things have improved. Great work going on out there at Wexford FC. Is it a content, happy Michelle on International Women's Day, or do you want more?
Sure. Look, if we never, we always need to have more, don't we? You always look forward and you always step forward. Look at you, you'll never give up, but I'm actually heading to Athlone now for an SSE or Trusty League game, so I'm looking forward to that tonight. And look at what women in Ireland even have to mention, their Euro qualifiers. You can see what the Irish team did for Ireland. The last time I was on the International Friendly last week, and there was 9,000 spectators compared to 2022 when you're talking to me, and we barely had 2,000. So that's growth.
That's a really positive story to round of our chat with you this morning. Happy International Women's Day, Michelle.
You too, Adam. Thanks very much.
Southeast Radio's Morning Mix.